AVS Media Demo.
The Gospel of Matthew, but this time, chapter 16. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew, the first Gospel, first book of the New Testament, chapter 16.
AVS Media Demo.
Now, as you turn there, just hold your spot and look up at the board here quickly. Let's do a fast review of where we're going with this. Question, was Peter the founder and the first pope of the Universal Church?
AVS Media Demo.
Before, several weeks ago, when we began this mini-series, this is not a trifle issue. This is not something that you should be sitting there saying, preacher, you're really wasting my time on a Sunday morning. Why not pick up some other topic?
AVS Media Demo.
Book. Why are you banging on this? Well, beloved, there is well over a million people, probably millions of people who are part of this particular faith system.
AVS Media Demo.
Did one time. They believed it to the point that the very existence of their soul in heaven hinges on this belief that we were once taught, or I was once taught. This is vital, as I hopefully...
AVS Media Demo.
We were looking at the last time the term vicar of Christ. The word vicar means one who takes the place of, one who represents another. And the teaching that I was given was that the man who sits on the little seat...
AVS Media Demo.
Little fish hat, all right, and he passes out the white cookies. He's the vicar of Christ. He is Jesus Christ on earth's representative. And when you look at him, you see God.
AVS Media Demo.
Reflected in his persona and in his actions. Well, that's wrong. Then we looked at the fact that the real spiritual vicar of Christ is the Holy Spirit who comes to earth.
AVS Media Demo.
And goes back to the Father. He promised his disciples, I'm going to give you another comforter, another advocate, another one who's going to walk side by side with you in this life that I've called you unto.
AVS Media Demo.
And then I also told you that you are vicars of Christ with the little v, in the sense that you and I represent Christ to the world. You and I are ambassadors for the kingdom of God.
AVS Media Demo.
Listen to this quote to show you how stunning this really is, how important this is. Just kind of bear with us. I got this book some time ago, and it's proven to be a real blessing as I reread it.
AVS Media Demo.
To this. The term vicar means a substitute and representative. Right off the bat, red bells. I mean, bells should be going off and red lights flashing. How can anyone dare say that...
AVS Media Demo.
The, capital T, the representative. Our word vicarious is closely related. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the substitute and representative of his elect in his perfect righteous life and suffering.
AVS Media Demo.
Cross. The New York Catechism says, now listen to this catechism, quote, the Pope takes the place of Jesus Christ on earth. By divine right, the Pope has...
AVS Media Demo.
...in faith and morals over each and every pastor and his flock. Now, are you paying attention this morning? Did you come to church with that...
AVS Media Demo.
...engaged? This is what I used to believe. I believe this with all my heart. Matter of fact, in the school that I went to on a Friday, everybody opened up their little paper bags, and the smell of...
AVS Media Demo.
...tuna was in the air. We had one Protestant friend of mine. He had his old bologna and cheese, and we looked at him and told him he was going to go to hell because he had that bologna and cheese sandwich during Lent, and we were stuck with Starkiss and Charlie...
AVS Media Demo.
He is the vicar. He is the true vicar of Christ, the head of the entire church. Listen to these titles that they give to the man there in Rome. The father and teacher of all Christians.
AVS Media Demo.
Infallible ruler and founder of dogmas. He creates what you are to teach. I mean, he creates what you are to believe. the author and the judge of councils, the universal
AVS Media Demo,
arbiter of the world, and the supreme judge of all, being judged by no one. He stands above the law.
God, AVS Media Demo.
God himself on earth. Close quote. So you're going to sit there and tell me that, preacher, you're really wasting my time on a Sunday school, Sunday morning, with this trifle? If you have
AVS Media Demo.
I would dare to say that the majority of them really don't know the depth or the depth to what they're in. I didn't. I learned more about my Catholic faith after my salvation.
AVS Media Demo.
And then we were told that there's several mothers. Rome believes that she's the mother of us all. Well, hopefully this morning I'll show you that there was an earthly mother, Jerusalem, where it all began. And then I'm going to show you that there's a heavenly Jerusalem above us all.
AVS Media Demo.
Last week I couldn't get here because of the clock binding and loosening. But up here, Christ is our vicar. The Holy Spirit is Christ's vicar. We are Christ's living vicar with a little
AVS Media Demo.
You all is Christ's vicar to the nations. If you take the word vicar in its basic meaning, one who represents, all that Rome has done is hijacked the term. And as you can hear,
AVS Media Demo.
To no one, and he is God on earth, according to this teaching. Well, notice this first pope, Matthew 16, verse 21. Now, many commentators feel that when
AVS Media Demo
comes very close on the heels of Peter's confession, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right? Because when you read Matthew 16, it just flows.
AVS Media Demo.
A whole lot of time in between the incidences or the stories that are being recorded here by Brother Matthew. Notice in verse 20, after Peter makes his statement, and the fact that
AVS Media Demo,
very prominent and very important in the early days of the church, which he was as a leader but not as a pope, in verse 20, Jesus charges his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time,
AVS Media Demo.
Well, what time forth? From the time of Peter's verbal confession onward, chronologically, notice what transpires. Began Jesus to show in his
AVS Media Demo.
Must go to Jerusalem. Notice, must go. Suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again, and be killed and raised again the third day. Notice between verses 20 and 21.
AVS Media Demo.
There's not a whole lot of time between Peter's confession and Jesus' revelation to the 12, he's going to go to Jerusalem and die. Some commentators believe, get this, that it
was AVS Media Demo.
The same instance when Jesus takes him to Caesarea Philippi, asks them, whom does the world say I am? Response, response, response. Who do you say that I am? Peter's response.
AVS Media Demo.
Response to Peter. Then Jesus telling them, tell no man that I'm Jesus the Christ. And from that time, Jesus began to unfold his passion. It seems to flow maybe the very same day, the very time that Peter
made AVS Media Demo.
Notice what comes out of his mouth. Then Peter took Jesus, the first pope, takes Jesus and begins to rebuke Jesus, saying, be it far from thee, Lord.
AVS Media Demo.
Here's the first pope verbally spanking the head of the church. Oh, God forbid that you must go to Jerusalem and die. This shows you
AVS Media Demo.
Infallible. Number two, it proves Peter was not a pope. And three, it shows you that even as a believer, you and I will have moments of what? Weakness. And we're going to say and do things we ought not.
AVS Media Demo.
Gets done. Commending Peter.
for his confession, way back yonder, there in verses 16, 17, 18. He commends him. And then he tells him, you're going to be very, very, very prominent in the beginnings of
AVS Media Demo.
Which he was. Acts 2, Acts 8, Acts 10. He was. And when Jesus begins to open up to his 12 of his soon passion, going to the cross and dying,
AVS Media Demo
smacks him verbally with, God forbid, may it never be. Whoa. So much for Peter's infallibility. Notice.
AVS Media Demo.
Get thee behind me, Pope. No. Now, he wasn't calling Peter Satan, but I think the understanding is that Jesus...
AVS Media Demo.
Behind Peter's statement. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Jesus was not rebuking Peter.
AVS Media Demo.
Apparently the devil was right there at that moment when Peter makes his bold confession, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus comes back and says,
AVS Media Demo.
Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Oh, by the way, guys, from this point on,
AVS Media Demo,
that I'm Jesus the Christ. And furthermore, we must go. I must go to Jerusalem. My face is like a flint. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to be turned over. I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be tried. I'm going to be whipped. I'm going to be...
AVS Media Demo. Die.
Peter, no way! And Jesus looked at Peter and said, Satan, I see you.
AVS Media Demo.
Me? And to the things of my Father, you are an offense to me. You do not savor, you do not relish the things of my Father, but you relish those wicked, evil...
AVS Media Demo.
...to hang their hats on. That's what he said. Now read on. Then said Jesus unto his disciples. Now this is after Jesus rebukes Peter in front of everyone, because that was a public statement made in public.
AVS Media Demo.
The pastoral back office and shut the door and have Peter sit in front of his desk. This was a public rebuke because it was a public rebuke on Peter's part to Christ. God forbid, you ain't going to no cross. If any man...
AVS Media Demo.
...deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange?
AVS Media Demo.
Notice how Jesus comes right back to all the disciples and to Peter. Jesus slaps on them. Jesus is called to discipleship. You want to follow me, you 12 men.
AVS Media Demo.
Shadow of the cross. A symbol of pain, rejection, suffering, and excruciating torment. You must come and follow me. And when you follow me, you follow within the shadow.
AVS Media Demo.
Did you hear me, Peter? Well, so much for Peter's infallibility, right? Notice in the middle of the chapter, Peter's a hero.
AVS Media Demo.
Would you agree? By the end of the chapter, Peter had to be knocked down a few notches. So I take great comfort in that. You say, what do you mean, comfort, Pastor Bob?
AVS Media Demo.
Can stumble in one day, both with a mountaintop and a valley experience, then there are times and seasons when I'm going to find myself doing the same thing. A champion for Christ on one moment.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't guard my heart. I can become a coward for him as well. So you kind of think about that. Well, what about this motherhood business? Turn with me once again to Acts 15.
AVS Media Demo.
This is at least 20 some years, at least two decades after Jesus left. Let's make some tracks here in my lesson. Acts chapter 15.
AVS Media Demo.
When the issue of the Gentiles come up, whether or not a Gentile could be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, or does a Gentile first need to go through the door of Judaism and then enter the door of the Christian church?
AVS Media Demo.
Notice, certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised, after the manner or after the fashion of Moses, you cannot be saved. So these individuals who were teaching this false teaching.
AVS Media Demo.
Grace plus your works get you into heaven. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension in disputation with them, meaning it got hot and heavy, the argument got very heated
between AVS Media Demo
and Paul and Barnabas and his associates. It got very hot, it got very direct, it got very in your face. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Rome.
AVS Media Demo.
Was about this question. No, not to Rome. They went to the mother church on earth, the earthly mother church, Jerusalem. And again, this is 50 AD. Jesus died, buried, rose again.
AVS Media Demo.
Disciples before going back to the Father. That occurred in 30, 31 AD, on or about. So we're talking two decades later. Notice, when it comes to settling this issue of the Gentiles, they didn't board planes.
AVS Media Demo.
They went to Jerusalem. All right? They went to Jerusalem. Now, turn with me to Galatians chapter 4. You have Acts, Romans,
AVS Media Demo,
Corinthians, and then Galatians. Galatians 4. Now, I don't say this to be mean-spirited, but when I was saved in 1971 and I was given my first Old and New Testament Bible,
AVS Media Demo,
the Bible were, because we were never given Bibles in catechism class when I went to Mass. So I had to learn my books of the Bible. So if you're not that familiar or where the books are at, don't be alarmed. Everyone.
AVS Media Demo.
I encourage you, maybe, if you're having a hard time. Like in my Bible, I have cheaty tabs. Put tabs. Or get the table of contents and just kind of familiarize yourself with the books of the
AVS Media Demo.
To shame anyone, everyone who's newly saved, if they don't have a church background, you give them a Bible, it's like an atlas to them that makes no sense. Would you agree? They have to learn how to use the weapon before they can use it themselves.
AVS Media Demo.
24. Notice this. The Apostle Paul takes a story that you and I read about here recently in our journey in the book of Genesis. All right? About several people. Abraham and Sarah, Hagar and her child.
AVS Media Demo.
And the son Isaac that was born to Sarah eventually through Abraham's loins and Sarah's womb. Paul uses these individuals in an allegory to teach something. But I want to focus in light of our
AVS Media Demo
text here. Look at verses 24 to 26. Which things, these individuals from Old Testament history, are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, that's where Israel,
AVS Media Demo,
gender it, or which leads to bondage, which is Hagar. So in the allegory, you have Abraham and Sarah, you have Hagar, Ishmael, and you have Isaac. Well, in the
AVS Media Demo,
that Hagar, the Egyptian wife of Abraham, represents in his allegory Mount Sinai, where Israel received the law, where the mountain was full of clouds, full of
AVS Media Demo
boats, the ground shook as God descended on the mountain to give Moses his covenantal law with his covenantal people to be. All right, read on. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai.
AVS Media Demo.
That means that all of your maps in the back of your Bible are wrong when it shows the Jews going down to the southern tip of Saudi Arabia. That is not Mount Sinai. The true Mount Sinai is in Midian, Arabia, believe it or not.
AVS Media Demo.
Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. So Hagar represents Mount Sinai, and she also represents in this allegory earthly Jerusalem.
AVS Media Demo.
There in the first century, whose children are in bondage to their slavery in sin, and they are in bondage to the perverted religious system I read to you.
AVS Media Demo.
Chapter 23, Jesus' denunciation of the apostate form of Judaism that was in existence at that time. So here's earthly Jerusalem. Read on.
AVS Media Demo.
Which is above is free. Now underline this one. Which is the mother of us all. Not Rome. Who is the spiritual mother of us all?
AVS Media Demo.
Which is above. Earthly Jerusalem, when this was written in the middle of the first century, was where Jesus' ministry climaxed with his death, burial, resurrection. It was at Jerusalem that he ascended.
AVS Media Demo.
Jerusalem that he spent those 40 days and 40 nights nurturing and teaching and grooming his disciples before he would leave. It was at Jerusalem that God the Holy Spirit comes down on the day of Pentecost to infuse and fill.
AVS Media Demo.
It was at Jerusalem that Peter and John went out to survey the revival that broke out in Samaria under Philip's preaching. It was Jerusalem where they went in Acts 15 to discover
AVS Media Demo
being brought into the body of Christ. That was earthly Jerusalem. That's where it was being played out. But Paul tells us that above all of this, there's a
AVS Media Demo
Jerusalem. And she, ready for this, is the womb of us all. Now you want something that you can nail your head on? Turn
AVS Media Demo.
I want you to take the passage in Galatians 4 I just gave you. And then I would like you to go to Hebrews chapter 12. So when Rome makes this claim, and again, beloved, I give you these things that
AVS Media Demo
with your Catholic friends and relatives. And these same verses are found in a Catholic Bible. I've got several Catholic Bibles in my library. They're there. Now, you have damaging footnotes at the bottom that's going to lead you astray.
AVS Media Demo.
Take your Catholic friends and relatives. You want to show them the text, not the footnotes, the text. Watch this. Look at verse 22.
AVS Media Demo.
Christians in the middle of the first century, these Christians were predominantly Jewish. These people witnessed the ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all probably
AVS Media Demo
were Christians who lived in and around Jerusalem and probably in Judea. And they were old enough to have witnessed and seen and touched and heard the Master himself by the context of the internal
AVS Media Demo
person who wrote the letter as he talks to them about them. Ready? But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the
AVS Media Demo.
That's the same heavenly Jerusalem Paul is referring to in Galatians 4, 24, 26. To an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church, ecclesia of the first
AVS Media Demo
in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
AVS Media Demo.
You know what the heavenly Jerusalem is? You know what the heavenly Jerusalem is? It's the very throne seat of Christ and God himself. And what does he say to these Jewish believers? And this is also true of you. You.
AVS Media Demo.
Literally. But in a spiritual union through the power of the Holy Spirit who indwells each and every one of you if you're truly saved. You have been brought into a relationship.
AVS Media Demo.
And his beloved Son. And to an innumerable company of angels that cannot be numbered. And to just men made perfect, those who have died and gone on before. And to Jesus.
AVS Media Demo.
Covenant. Bought and paid for by His blood. Heavenly Jerusalem. What I'm showing you is Rome's claims, the claims that she makes of herself.
AVS Media Demo.
Of us all. And the Pope at the pinnacle of this corporation, he's like the CEO, top heavy, dictating, as I just read to you from their own catechism, a New York catechism,
AVS Media Demo.
And he's God on earth. Whoa. I'm just showing you that those claims are as bogus as just about everything that comes out of your president's mouth. Is
AVS Media Demo.
Let me share something else with you. See, you got to read, brothers and sisters.
AVS Media Demo.
You got to read. Let's go back to Matthew 16. Let's go back to that chapter where we began this series.
AVS Media Demo.
And hopefully, you are of a humble spirit this morning. Matthew chapter 16. Hopefully you are of a humble spirit, and hopefully
AVS Media Demo
spirit here this morning. Okay, Matthew 16. Let's look at verse 18. All right.
AVS Media Demo.
You see, verse 18 is the source of this controversy, because there's only two interpretations to verse 18. If you go one way, then you're a Catholic. If you go the other way, you're a non-Catholic. There's no middle ground. It's either or. It's A or B.
AVS Media Demo.
A or B. I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want you to look
at AVS Media Demo.
Seconds of your precious time on a Sunday morning. Just look at it. I want you to look at it. See all the words. All right? We're going to get off the highway now, and we're going to take a rest stop.
AVS Media Demo.
On the translation issue. Philip Schaft, if you ask anyone today, I have his three volumes set on Christian history in my library. Philip Schaft would be...
AVS Media Demo.
The most... intellectual, one of the most well-knowledge Christian teachers, expositors, historians in the modern age. Well, Mr. Schaft,
AVS Media Demo,
Greek text that underlines Westcott and Hort's critical text that they came up with in the 1880s. And Mr. Schaft produced his own Greek New Testament. I want all of you to look at your
AVS Media Demo.
In his Greek New Testament, based on two perverted texts, this is how it reads. Thou art a rock, and on this rock I will...
AVS Media Demo.
Do you know where you find that? You know what English Bible you're going to find that in? The American Standard Version of 1901. William Schaff was the chairman that sat on the...
AVS Media Demo.
What does his translation teach? Okay. Thou art a rock, and on this rock I will build my church.
AVS Media Demo.
Teaches what? About Peter. He's the rock, and the church is built on him. So the next time you get mad at me because, oh, you're making an issue about words and phrases and...
AVS Media Demo.
And that when you listen to the people that you listen to and they tell you that this thing with the translation issue, no doctrines are really tampered with, we're just making it a smooth, easy reading translation. They're quoting what they were taught.
AVS Media Demo.
And they're lying to you, knowingly or unknowingly. But here's a real kicker. What denomination do Jehovah Witnesses hate the most? Anyone can tell me which church denomination does a
AVS Media Demo.
A matter of fact, most Jehovah Witnesses come out of this particular denomination. Anyone want to give it a gander? Catholicism. You got it, sister. Can I read something to you from the Jehovah Witness
AVS Media Demo?
You know what you're going to find in the preface to the Jehovah Witness Bible? Listen to this. The Greek text that we have used as the basis of our New World Translation is the widely accepted Westcott and Hoare text of 1881.
AVS Media Demo.
It's admitted excellency. But we have also taken into consideration other texts, including that prepared by Nessels and that compiled by a Jesuit scholar, Jose Maria Bovar, and another Jesuit scholar.
AVS Media Demo.
Can someone tell me why the Jehovah Witness in 1950 come up with their own English translation of a Bible called the New World Translation? They use Westcott and Hort's Greek text. They don't go to the
AVS Media Demo
Greek text, underlining your AV 1611. And then they go to two Jesuit sources, Catholic sources. They will tell you that the Catholic Church is the beast because they change
AVS Media Demo
true worship from Saturday to Sunday. And if you go to church on Sunday, you are following the mark of the beast. And yet, in the preface to their own Bible,
AVS Media Demo,
they used Westcott and Hort's text, first off, and two Jesuit resources. Can someone explain to me why they would go to two sources whom they vehemently despise as the beast?
AVS Media Demo.
There's a lot of deception going on, my dear brothers and sisters, and you happen to be the ones that are being duped. Oh, just in case.
AVS Media Demo.
This book is out of print. I got this in 1975. Westcott is writing to his fiancée in 1874,
AVS Media Demo.
After leaving the monastery, we shaped our course to a little oratory, which we discovered on the summit of a neighboring hill. Fortunately, we found the door open. It's a very
AVS Media Demo
place, and behind the screen was the Pieta, a size of life, that is, the statue of the Virgin Mary holding a dead Jesus. I had been alone. I could have knelt there for hours.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay. The ones that you think have all the knowledge and they use a English translation other than the AV 1611 from 1881 to the present, all modern English.
AVS Media Demo.
The Textus Receptus, and they have used two perverted Greek texts. And these two bozos, Westcott and Hoare, created another Greek text that never existed till 1881. And then under secrecy and by
AVS Media Demo
on that translation committee. And everything that's missing in a Jehovah Witness Bible, the same passages that are put in parentheses and brackets, are the same ones that you find in parentheses and brackets from the revised
AVS Media Demo.
He believed that kneeling down in front of a statue of Mary was cool. Here's one. Hort writes to Westcott, October 17, 1865. I have been persuaded from
AVS Media Demo.
Jesus worship have very much in common in their causes and results. These men had no qualms in worshiping Mary nor Jesus. Here's one. Westcott denies the sacrifice.
AVS Media Demo.
Westcott writes to his wife on Good Friday, 1865, and it's footnoted where you can go back and research the letters that have been found written by these clowns.
Westcott writes, "This morning I went to hear the
AVS Media Demo
preached on the atonement. All he said was very good, but then he did not enter into the great difficulties of the notion of sacrifice and vicarious punishment. The notion.
AVS Media Demo.
Vicarious punishment. You're not going to sit there and tell me that you're cool with English translations since 1881 that removed the word blood, removed the titles Christ and Lord from the scriptures, took away 1 John.
AVS Media Demo.
In the ending of Mark. You're fine with that. And those who advocate that, you're fine with that. That's cool. Okay, here's one.
AVS Media Demo.
Denies the literal history of Genesis 1 to 3. Westcott, writing to Archbishop Canterbury on the Old Testament criticism, March 4, 1890. No one, I suppose, holds that the first three chapters of Genesis, for example,
AVS Media Demo.
I could never understand how anyone reading them with open eyes could think they did. Here's one. Hort denies the fall of Adam. Ready? Hort writes to Dr. John Elton.
AVS Media Demo.
No such state as Eden, I mean the popular notion, ever existed, and that Adam's fall in no degree is different from the fall of each of his descendants. So you have
AVS Media Demo.
And now, the more scholarship investigates Westcott and Hort, they're very close in making a judgment that they could have been two Jesuit priests under disguise as Anglicans that finagled this revised
AVS Media Demo
and pawned off on the world a Roman Catholic Bible that could be agreeable and ecumenical to everyone, because it got rid of certain phrases and words out of a King James Bible that were
AVS Media Demo.
You gotta read. You got to read. And you don't read the stuff that's slanted. You gotta read something that's footnoted with all the
AVS Media Demo.
That's what Westcott and Hort really believed. So in closing this excerpt, it is quite evident now that the true mother of us is not
AVS Media Demo
Square. It's not in the papal court. The true mother of us all is the Jerusalem which is above, where the Father sits, the Son sits, the Holy Spirit residing in your bosom, and heaven
AVS Media Demo
in our hearts. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus said. It's not political. And it's not militarily. It's in the hearts of men and women who have bowed their hearts and knees to King Jesus, not simply as a
AVS Media Demo,
as Master and Lord of their life. Jesus rules from heaven in the hearts of his people, and it is Jesus who is head of the church, not the Vicar of Christ in Rome. And yes, this is
AVS Media Demo.
Because according to that New York Catechism, if you're not under his authority, you're going to hell. And since you are divorced from his priests who hold your life, your eternal life, in their hands,
AVS Media Demo.
Doomed. So don't sit there and tell me this is tripe. This is trivial. I'm giving you the ammunition that you can give to your Catholic friends and family members who are currently sitting in a system
AVS Media Demo
Word of Faith movement, and just as dangerous as the Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses or the New Age movement. Just as deadly and just as damaging. Let's pray. Father, we come
AVS Media Demo
thanking you and praising you that our eyes have been opened to the truth, not because we deserve to have our eyes opened. It was purely by free electing grace that was willing to condescend
AVS Media Demo
in healing to our souls when we didn't want it and we felt we didn't even need it. Father, we thank you and praise you for rescuing us from spiritual deception and spiritual darkness.
And AVS Media Demo
hour, be able with the psalmist to bless the Lord, all ye his servants. Because you are not only the Savior, but you are the Creator of all things and the Judge of all the earth.
AVS Media Demo.
Do right. And may we realize even here this morning that the best of men, the best preachers, the best expositors are simply that, men, like a Peter, who can be up one moment.
AVS Media Demo.
Themselves down the next. Bless your people, for we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
AVS Media Demo.